Hey, everybody. John Marshall from Medscape. Let me ask you a question. How much exercise did you get this week? I'm in training, just to let you know that, for a big, long race. I'm actually doing it with a team. We're doing some exercise to get ready for that. So actually, last week, I ran almost 14 miles total. I was really proud of myself. I am hurting so bad this week, I can't run at all, but that's another story altogether. But what do you think about running and exercise and physical activity and your risk of cancer? And so there's a lot of emerging data on this subject. And just this last few months, there have been two very interesting papers on exercise, physical activity, body mass index, and colorectal cancer. And I thought it would be useful to pause and stop and think about this a bit. Some really cool science that's emerging around this. So the data that we have from both of these papers actually comes from one of these surveys. So one is from the whole Harvard system, the nurses study and the physicians study. This one has, I don't know, 150,000 people in it. Every year, these people receive a big form. They have to fill out how much broccoli do you eat, how much exercise do you get, and in essence get a snapshot on that one day of how they've been for the whole year. And of course, we assume that these people are pretty good reporters and give us pretty good data. But you know, if you ask me today how much exercise I get, I would say a lot. But if you ask me sort of a few months ago, I might answer it a little differently. So there is an innate problem with this kind of survey data. But they sort of overcome that, of course, with size. There are lots of people, 150,000 people involved in one. And the other study, 2,300 people involved. Let me focus on the one out of the Harvard group first. I think it's kind of interesting because what they did is they took this 150,000 people, and out of that, let me get this right, 861 patients, became patients, if you will, and developed colon cancer. Now, this group has been dipped at many, many times, and these 860 patients with colon cancer have been studied over and over again. But what they basically did in this clinical trial is looked at the Wnt beta-catenin pathway that was measured within their tumors, and then crossed that for pretty good reason with physical activity and body mass index. And basically what they found is that body mass index and physical activity sort of correlated with what kind of cancer you got. And if you didn't have this Wnt pathway, this beta-catenin pathway upregulated, then you were at a higher risk. Well, if you had big body mass index, you were at higher risk for getting one of these beta-catenin negative tumors. And so what it was suggesting is maybe even a metabolic reason or a gene pathway linking this body problem, overweight, inactivity, with actual what kind of colon cancer you get in the end. And so this is great science, great hypothesis generation. Would I start testing everybody's tumor for this? No, it doesn't really give us that. It's more of a mechanistic kind of paper. But the one I think is ready for prime time and applicable in your clinic if you're not doing it already is a paper from the JCO. Back in January, where here they took 2,300 people, and actually out of this group, they were able to measure how much exercise they got before and after their diagnosis, and fascinating data that if those people who were more physically active both before and after their diagnosis of colon cancer had a much better outcome. Let me just show you some of this answer. So all you had to do was 8.75 METs, which is the equivalent of 150 minutes a week of physical activity, basically walking. So I often prescribe a dog for patients because they'll walk their dog, if you will. Insurance won't cover that, by the way. We've tried. But if you do that much physical activity before and after, the risk reduction, listen to this, is 0.58. That's better than any chemotherapy we've ever given to anybody. So just physical activity afterwards, and certainly pre and post is better, but even if you just picked it up afterwards, you have a significant improvement in outcome. If you're a couch potato and don't do this, your risk reduction, of course, goes the other way. Risk escalation, 1.36 hazard ratio. So it should be an important part of every discussion we have with patients with colorectal cancer. I think similar data is available in breast cancer, of course. So whenever I'm done with a patient in terms of adjuvant therapy, I give them this talk. I prescribe the dog and make sure they do this. And I know my colleagues around the country do this as well and really harp on patients. Now is the time for intensive physical activity. You always said you want to get in shape. Well, now's a good time to do it. And with good reason, because the magnitude of benefit of the physical activity may be, in fact, greater than the magnitude of chemotherapy. So the next time you find yourself particularly in one of those difficult conversations with patients around stage 2 colon cancer, they want to do something. They want some chemotherapy or something. Maybe next time recommend exercise instead. Better benefit, maybe, than chemotherapy. John Marshall for Medscape. Go get you some Nikes instead of chemotherapy.